Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. Alabama goes to New York City and gets a huge win in basketball yesterday in Madison Square Garden over St. John's. Again, welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. I'm Bama John. We're going to have our instant reactions. I'm joined by Will Kay. Today is Sunday, November 9th, 2025, in the year of our Lord. Thank you for tuning in. We now have over 6,000 subscribers to the YouTube channel and still growing, headed to 10,000. If you're tuning in, please subscribe, like, follow, and listen to us. And if you're accessing us on the other various podcast outlets for the audio, please like, subscribe, and follow as well. Thank you for being here. All right, Will, big win yesterday in hoops over St. John's. Give me your initial thoughts.
We St. John's, Rick Pitino, great team in Madison Square Garden. I didn't think we would win. Maybe keep it close, but we won. They kind of came back there. We were up by like 10, and then they made it a game, and then we extended it at the end. So I will say I'm always pretty optimistic about Alabama basketball and football, but there wasn't really anything exciting about this team, but they proved me wrong yesterday.
So all of a sudden you're excited, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, what do you see out there that makes you excited? Why are you all of a sudden gone from skeptical about the team and not sure they're going to be any good till the optimism and the excitement? Come on, tell me.
I don't know.
About
maybe
that.
Maybe just the recency bias of not seeing Mark Sears or Grant Nelson out there. I just thought, the guard play is, really good. Aiden Holloway, LeBaron Filon, Houston Mallett, and then Bol Bowen. And Reitzel have been really good, so they proved me wrong.
Yeah, I love that three-guard tandem of Filon, Holloway, and Reitzel. They were all really good yesterday, and they led the team in scoring. What were the stats here? Hang on one second. Filon had 25 points. He had 3 assists and only 1 turnover. Holloway had 21 points, 4 assists, and no turnovers, which is huge. TBB, 17 points with 9 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. And Reitzel had 17 points with 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals. Now, I don't know about you, but I really held my breath when Reitzel was limping off the court. But then he came back out and he looked like he was fine. So I was really scared. Yeah. But I loved, because I really hadn't seen that out of Reitzel this year. To see the quality of play, his shot-making ability, how well he played, that was great to see all three of those guys out there. Thoughts on Taylor Ball Bowen, by the way. What did you think about him?
Yeah, he was good. He I didn't realize he could shoot 3-pointers, so that was good.
You obviously didn't read the press clippings about when he came from Florida State. That was one of the things they said, is that he was a stretch four that could hit threes and had length and could drive to the basket. You didn't see that against North Dakota State. I thought he played very poorly against North Dakota State, other than making free throws, which he did do that. But, man, it was good to see him out there. I think Nate Oates really got on him after that poor performance against North Dakota State. So I was really happy to see how well he played there. You know, what was great to me is we went up there and got a road win against the top five team, against the team that was really hyped as being a really good team this year. So I was really happy about that. And did you notice a player on St. John's team named Ian Jackson?
Yes.
Ian Jackson, he played at North Carolina last year.
Correct.
He's a highly touted five-star guard. Well, our guards look better than him. I wouldn't trade any of those three guys. I wouldn't trade any of them for Ian Jackson. Carolina didn't pay to retain him for a reason. Now, part of it is he's from New York. He wanted to come back. You got a Hall of Fame coach in Rick Pitino. So he wanted to come back here, play in front of his family, be back in New York. But he didn't look very good. He looked okay. I mean, he kind of got hot there at the end to kind of get him back in contention. But when it was go time and when St. John's needed some baskets to try to win the game, they had gotten a one-point lead with 6 minutes to go at 87-86, and he needed to make some baskets. He couldn't score. He couldn't make the basket. So our defense held up really well down the stretch. I thought that was interesting how much better our guards were than those St. John's guards. And Pitino's known for really developing good guards. So I was really encouraged by the guard play. Thought on our guards and overall.
Yeah, there wasn't one guy, you know, scoring 30 or anything. It was pretty balanced scoring. LeBaron Filon looks like he's a better shot. We kind of jacked up some threes that I from deep that I didn't like. You know, sometimes I think I know Nate Oates wants to push the pace, and you know, that's what we do. We score 100 every game, but there are sometimes when
103 against St. John's.
Yeah, well, over 100 is what I mean.
Yeah, I'm saying we got 103 yesterday, so that was good.
Technically 103, but you know what I meant.
I know,
but I think that we jack up some shots sometimes that we shouldn't, and kind of, you know, look for a good shot. I saw a few more mid-range shots than usual. That's something that we've developed that we have never really done under Nate Oates, so that's good.
Well, and guess who's trying to play in the NBA? LeBaron Filon.
Yeah.
And he knows he's got to score at all three levels, and he had a key mid-ranger late in that stretch run where we extended the lead and put the game away. And, you know, Holloway, he'll shoot from anywhere. He'll take it to the basket. He'll pull up from mid-range. He'll jack him up from 35 feet. So I thought both of those guys were very effective scoring the ball. Reitzel shot the ball well. Some of our other guys. So you mentioned our three-point shooting. We shot 31%. From threes. We shot 11 of 35. I think anytime we shoot over 35, Nate is okay with that. Obviously, he'd like to shoot 37, 38, 40. So we're a little below where he wanted to be. But the fact that it appeared as not a good shooting night, and we still made 31% of them, is not bad. It's not terrible. Actually, what bothered me more was our free throw shooting percentage. We only shot 64%. Shade under 64%, as we were 14 of 22 from the free throw line. We need to shoot 75 or above. So, but we didn't have that many attempts versus St. John's went to the free throw line 40 times.
Yeah.
I mean, they were the it was both Hopkins and I think his name is Ejiafor, I think is how you pronounce it. Those guys drove to the basket, and either they scored or we fouled them. It seemed like we couldn't stop those guys. We're able to shut everybody else down and contain everybody else, but really those two guys and their ability to get to the free throw line is really what kept St. John's in the game. And I thought, other than that, we out-rebounded St. John's. We only had seven turnovers. Did you know that? Yep. That was great. That we possessed the ball very well. So really, other than their ability to get to the free throw line and those two guys to score the ball, I thought we were the better team and dominated them. So I was really happy with how we played all around. And like you said, it was a balanced scoring effort. So, thoughts on that?
Yeah, like I said, it was balanced. Not one guy scoring all the points like Mark Sears. Goes to show you that we can win in multiple ways. We don't just have to have one guy that we rely on. I think we're pretty deep. I think part of the reason why I just didn't know about a lot of these players, like these freshmen, I guess I just had to see them play a little bit. And Houston Mallett, he didn't get a lot of playing time last year. So,
hurt. He was battling injuries all season. So that was,
well, actually he did. I did go to that North Carolina game in North Carolina. He looked pretty good in that game, but I just haven't seen enough of him. So I just didn't know.
Yeah, and in the SEC playing in the tournament, he was hurting out. So, like Reitzel, he could have helped us in that run, and he was hurt and battling injury, so we didn't really get a lot out of him last year. So it was good that he got a medical red shirt and was able to come back and play this year because that was in doubt. So I'm glad they extended that to him. It'll be interesting to see what happens when Bethea gets healthy too. And you know who else didn't play yesterday that will add to our depth in the mix is Kaiten Bristow didn't play yesterday. You know, he's a tall, athletic guy that can rebound and block shots and plays aggressive. So that those two guys will really add to our depth. And I thought the freshman played well, although Hannah got knocked to the ground. I don't know if you saw him fall like on his tailbone and he tried to dunk the ball and just got knocked to the ground. I thought that was a foul. I couldn't believe they didn't call a foul on that. What'd you think about that play?
Yeah, I just sometimes they call it, sometimes they don't. I don't know. It's just up to the refs.
A couple of things I wanted to, and it's really interesting that Alabama, so we out-rebounded St. John's 40-38. I was happy about that. We won the turnover battles. We only turned it over 7 times. They turned it over 12 times. We outscored St. John's from 3. We hit 11 threes. They only hit 6. And then we outscored them just from the two range as well, 28-25. And the only way that St. John's kept it close was they made 28 free throws and we only made 14. So that 14 point free throw point differential is really what kept them in the game. Other than that, I mean, we might have won this game by 20. And we had a 12 point lead going down that last minute and a half of the game, and just did what we needed to do to milk the lead. We weren't trying to extend it at that point. Anyway, I loved it. I thought it was great. I was fired up about it. Did you notice how fluidly we moved the ball around? And I thought we did a really good job of working the ball around on offense. And I sometimes say Holloway likes to be a ball stopper. Even though I thought he drove aggressively, I thought he did a good job of testing the defense, trying to find angles to drive. And if he didn't have it and couldn't get a shot off, he would move the ball. So I really love the fluidity of our offense. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, it looked good. Not a lot of, street ball out there. Just, kind of dishing the ball around and just goes everywhere. It was more fluid. Transition defense was okay. I still think, like I said earlier, we need to stop jacking up shots and look for better shots because, I mean, they're making from beyond NBA three-pointers, and they just – I don't like that, but, we won, so.
The only thing that I thought was a negative was their ability to get to the free throw line. And, I mean, I don't know how much of it was the referee's whistle. I don't know how much of it was just they aggressively went to the ball and we couldn't, stop them without fouling. I don't know what you do about that, but, that was a little concerning. And, I mean, it may just be that Hopkins and Ejiofor are just really aggressive and hard to keep off the free throw line. I don't know, but that was a little concerning, was just our ability to not – keep them from scoring without fouling.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you do about that, but anyway.
Not foul.
Yeah, well, yeah, but then do they just score? If you don't foul, are they just going to score over us? Because those two guys shot the ball really, really well from the field. that, you know, that was the only, that was probably the biggest negative I saw, is just defensively. We just had a hard time on those two guys. We stopped their guards from scoring. None of their guards really hurt us. Ian Jackson didn't shoot a high percentage. He wasn't that effective. And none of the other guards really stood out to me as effective. So I loved it. I was thrilled about it. So next up is Purdue at home on Thursday. We're going to get two really good disciplined guards in Smith and Lawyer. Those guys can hit open shots. They can hit the mid-range. They can hit from the three. They don't turn the ball over. So that's going to be a great test of our guards versus their
and
guards.
And Kaufman Wren down
yeah,
there.
Oh, yeah, in the post. That guy's really good, too. No, Purdue's, it is going to be another great test for us. Now, we have them at home, but that's going to be a great test. So I'm excited to see if we can follow up this big win and how we do against Purdue. But I'm optimistic about making another Sweet 16, Elite Eight run for this team. I think they've got the potential to do it.
Yeah, I think it's still a little bit early, and we'll see how the rest of the SEC is. Auburn had trouble with their first game. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They won. But, yeah, Stephen Pearl didn't have a great opening game. So, nope. Yeah. All right, any other thoughts as we just do an instant reaction to the big win and going up to the Big Apple and winning in Madison Square Garden?
Nope, it was an impressive win. We were not favored. I mean, it was actually a pretty big spread, like 6.5 to win that game in New York against Rick Pitino is a signature win that's going to be on our resume come March.
Absolutely. Big win for the tournament resume. And it just shows you that Nate Oates knows how to put a team together. He knows how to recruit because the freshmen are good. The freshmen we have are good. I think the transfer portal guys we've got are good. He knows how to put a team together, develop chemistry, and how to win. So I'm optimistic. Be in the tournament again. We'll be a top four team in the SEC and can make another run to the Elite Eight Final Four. I'm not saying we're going to get there, but I think we've got a team that can do it. So I'm optimistic.
Yep.
All right. Any other thoughts before we close up this episode?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you for listening. Subscribe, like, follow, hit the notify button wherever you access the podcast. Thank you for listening. God bless and roll tide.
Roll tide.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.